Welcome back to Snark, Sass, and Sarcasm. My name is Amarie Silver. Thank you for joining me today. Whether you're here on your own volition or you were required to listen as a condition of your probation, your presence is both welcome and appreciated. Now that it's November, we're officially in the Christmas season. Christmas decorations are being sold everywhere, companies are pushing Black Friday ads, and some radio stations are tormenting their listeners by broadcasting Christmas music 24/7. I'm not sure that last one should be legal. 30 days of Christmas music is really all that's necessary. With the Christmas craze upon us, I got to thinking about all of the unnecessary commercial holidays out there that were created by greeting card companies to make money. Not necessarily Christmas, but other holidays like Valentine's Day, St. Patrick's Day, and Halloween. And of all of those unnecessary commercial holidays, I have to say that Halloween is my favorite. And in honor of that, I'm going to share with you a mostly true story about a witch who came for a visit. In the middle of an ordinary and uninteresting night, my son came running into our room just after 2 a.m. "Mommy, Mommy, there's a witch in my closet." "There's a witch in your closet? I got this." I was ready to kill. No one sneaks into my kid's closet and lives to tell about it. No one. Naturally, my feet got tangled up in the sheets and I fell out of bed. Recovering from the embarrassing moment, I tucked our son into our bed and went into his bedroom. I opened the closet, and there she was.
"Death is your only escape."
"Oh my God, cover your mouth when you cough. Who raised you?"
"Your soul is mine forever. Do with as I will. I own you."
"Really? My ex-husband tried that. And where is he now?" "Do you need something for that? I have some children's Robitussin in the medicine cabinet." "And what is that on your face? Is that a prosthetic?" "You know, most women get their noses reduced, not enlarged. Did you opt for that hairy mole? That was an interesting choice. Wait, what is that you're holding? Is that my Swiffer wet jet?" "Since when do witches moonlight as burglars? I mean, I guess it makes sense. Create a distraction by terrifying the crap out of some poor kid, and then when the parents rush into the room to soothe him, apparate around the house and make off with the goods. Thank God she doesn't know about our Dyson. I could see that police report going over real well."
911, what's your emergency?"
"Yeah, hi. A witch just broke into my house and flew off on my vacuum cleaner."
I'm sorry. Did you say a witch flew off with your vacuum cleaner?"
"No, I said a witch flew off on my vacuum cleaner."
"Ma'am, this is an emergency line for emergency calls only. The penalty for making a prank call to 911 is $500 and a maximum fine and a maximum of 12 months in jail."
"This isn't a prank. It's absolutely an emergency. My in-laws are coming into town this week and I have to clean. If they see how we actually live, we'll be in deep shit."
And we would be too. It's a true story. Needless to say, that call would not end well. I could see the headlines now. Mother of three makes a prank call to 911 to report a witch flew off with her vacuum cleaner. She was rewarded for her civic duty and presented with a matching set of silver handcuffs and a mandatory 48-hour stay at a local facility that provides catered meals as well as a healthy dose of antipsychotic medications. More on this story at the top of the hour. Clearly, calling 911 was not a valid option, and I still had to deal with the unwanted presence of a witch in my son's closet, so I struck her a deal. "Listen, if you clean the toilets, you can stay." I led her into the kids' bathroom where, once again, someone forgot to flush the toilet after having a massive poop. She apparated the hell out of there, and I haven't seen her since. Bitch made off with my Swiffer, too. Go frickin' figure. There you have it. If you want to scare off a witch, show her your kid's poop. Results not typical. That's all for this week. You've been a fantastic audience. Then again, that's the advantage of having a podcast. You can't see the eye rolls or hear the snoring. Special thanks to Kevin MacLeod for letting me use his song Cheery Monday as the opening and closing sound effect. Kevin's work is licensed under Creative Commons Attribution CC by 3.0 and can be found on his website at incompetech.com. News Jingle, News and Signature is courtesy of Mansardian. It's licensed under CC by 3.0 and can be found at freesound.org/people/Mansardian/sounds, number 61322. Screaming 2 is courtesy of Pru Canada. Pru Canada's work can be found at freesound.org/people/Pru Canada/sounds, 415-353. All other sound effects were provided by the folks at freesound.org. I'm Amory Silver. Thanks for shopping Snark, Sass, and Sarcasm. This has been a 5-minute podcast timed for your bathroom break. I'll see you next time.